Mr. Kimball for round two.
Thank you, and I appreciate your willingness to let me complete my testimony. I would just want to point out two points before I move forward. The first is there's been a lot of discussion about jobs, but if you look at the draft EIS and it looks at the full burial option, there's actually far more jobs with full burial than there are with this proposal that we have in front of us. The second is a little fact-checking. This has been described as the longest buried project in North America. If you look at the Champlain-Hudson project, which I believe has finished its permitting both with the U.S. Department of Energy and the state of New York, it actually has considerably more burial proposed, and that is also a 1,000-megawatt line. And that burial I'm talking about is terrestrial, not the aquatic component. There's a lot of it that has to move out of the Hudson River because of PCBs, and so there's actually far more burial in that project than what's being proposed here. Getting on to AMC's concerns about this process right now, the fourth point that I was going to point out is the SEC does have responsibility for taking a look at historic resources and the impacts. And yet, from what we understand, is the Section 106 programmatic agreement, which is part of that process, will now be extended out 5 years. You, as a board, could be making a decision before that process is even completed. And yet, when you take a look at the avoidance, minimize, mitigate strategy that's the norm, you can minimize this impact by burial. And yet, your process is moving in front of one of the key components that you'll have to take a look at if we understand that programmatic agreement correctly. The fifth point I would make is the applicant's Forward New Hampshire plan is really just a skeleton vague plan. There's been requests previously to see the real details to that. They haven't been provided yet. And yet, you're being told that this is how New Hampshire is going to have some of the impacts remedied, and yet we don't even have the full details. We have a one-page or two-page glorified summary. The last point I'd want to make is the applicant is proposing to consolidate a lot of the intervening parties, including AMC. It's clear that this is suggested consolidation of our intervention with others is really intended to limit expert testimony, cross-examine discovery requests from organizations that publicly oppose the project. We also kind of feel it's rather manipulative because if you take a look at the few interventions that actually came in favor of this project, Northern Pass did not ask to have those consolidated. Thank you very much for your time.